From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Thursday, April 11th. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been arrested in London. Ecuador's embassy withdrew asylum status for Assange after almost 7 years, allowing police to move in. And now, as we hear from CBS's Vicky Barker in London, he's facing extradition to the United States.
British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt has issued a statement confirming that Assange was indeed arrested at America's request. He says that the British are not making any judgment about Assange's innocence or guilt. That, he says, is for the courts to decide. But he says no one is above the law, and Assange should not have attempted to jump bail the way he did. For that reason, Hunt says, Julian Assange is no hero.
Federal prosecutors say attorney Michael Avenatti has been charged in a 36-count federal indictment in Southern California. Details of the case will be released this morning by the U.S. attorney and the IRS. The new charges follow Avenatti's arrest in New York last month for allegedly trying to shake down Nike for up to $25 million and 2 counts of wire and bank fraud in Southern California. Allegheny County Controller Chelsea Wagner is scheduled to be in court today in Detroit. Wagner and her husband, Kari Mosley, facing charges after an incident with police in the Motor City. Here's KDKA-TV's Lindsay Ward.
It was on March 6th when police were called to a Detroit hotel to investigate a disturbance. Police say the two were drunk and being disruptive there. And at one point, police say when they were trying to arrest Mosley and remove him from the hotel, that's when Wagner grabbed and pushed an officer. However, Wagner claims that she was the one mistreated by the staff at the hotel and by Detroit police officers.
I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.